Madeira channel for the Blessed Mother. She's going to try it again.
There's a real high frequency coming out. I have no idea what this frequency is, but it's very high. There's that green light again, but this time it's different. It's right up in front of me, and it looks like it's standing upright. It's like a doorway. So we're quite a little ways up ahead here. Try to get to it. Going through it right now. Oh, and they have me on this path of light with the light beams, and they're just, I don't know how they're doing this, but I'm going up. It's like an escalator. There's a throne of light. It's up there. It's a male energy. Beautiful. I have to climb some steps now. It took me up so far, and then there's this throne. And all of this is in lights. The steps, everything's in lights. I just don't know how far up I'm supposed to go. I'm seeing a chair, a throne that's in lights, and then there's a light being. Oh, he's gotten up. It's all in lights, but Salam Alaikum, my beloved one. I have waited for you in your journey to my door, and it is of this doorway and of this dimension that I will be speaking to you of. It is I, Muhammad, and I come forth at this time with my message of clarity and of union. For there are many doorways and many entrances into that of the spiritual realm. And as I have said, I have awaited your presence, and I am most honored, for I ask of you to accept my word and of my message to the world. I speak to you with great love and honor, and of this of which I am speaking is not only to you, my beloved, but to all that of this earth plane, and is the message from that of spirit. It is universal, and it is not of boundaries or segregations that I speak of. It is not of discrimination and prejudices. It is not of energies that have been in motion since the beginnings of the creation. It is not of the realities of the jealousies of mankind, for all these things are made aware to that of the people upon the earth, and has been made aware over the generations and the different civilizations which have inhabited this earth. For I was like you in prior times, and I have come forth in manifestation of physical body, embodiment upon the earth, and had lived upon the earth in many incarnations. It took my incarnations to bring me to the humbleness of my physical form, for mankind must realize that they are in a very short time duration within each lifetime, and it is such as it is because of the physical impairments that are created through the aging processes. But through each lifetime, man is under the illusion that they will truly live forever, and they live their lives in the deeds and their works as if they were here for an eternity. And I say to you that your lifetimes upon this earth are but a twinkling in the eye of the Creator and of this universe. It is of this twinkling that it is so important for you to realize that it is especially important to the Creator what you do with your works and your deeds upon the earth while you are here. You're utilizing the precious commodity of time in your diligence of monetary manifestations and not in your diligence of your spiritual growth and awareness. And it is as it has been said by the Blessed Mother and of the blessed angels, that it is imperative for mankind at this time to come together in unity. And in this unity of which we are speaking to you all, is in the unity of setting down your swords and setting down your prejudice and setting down your fears, laying down these swords and your shields, and placing outward your hands that held them into the hands of your brethren, and bowing your heads with the thought forms of prayer for the healing of yourselves and your planet. It is for me to speak to you of this, for I do not come forth at times of the positive energies upon the earth. Rather, I come forth at times when there's great negativities, and it is as a doorway that you're standing upon. And this is exactly the truth of the matter. For you are now in the threshold of the doorway of your future. It is imperative for mankind to step forward through this doorway without fear and without hatred and without jealousies, and have your eye upon the creation and the Creator and of their purpose upon this earth, and set aside the negativities of the monetary and the materialism that has overcome their energies and has discredited you and brought you to the mercy of that which is evil. I have not forgotten my days upon this earth in a physical form, for I had made many mistakes, such as you, and I had pumped my body in fullness and pranced about with the ideas of my power and of my energies that I set myself to be godlike, and this was my condemnation, for I had in lifetimes after to release the karma of my pompousness, and I indeed placed myself above all that which I held dear to me. For it is easy to set aside that of love and of spirit for that of material gains, and for they are close at hand and must be grasped very quickly lest you lose them. And it is always within the nature of mankind to think the spirit will always be there and you can call upon it at a later date. But it is for me to tell you and to assure you that I, like you, had to redeem myself and go through my atonement through many lifetimes upon the earth until at last I lived my life in humbleness, and that was my greatest learning process of all. For I did indeed learn, and I did indeed humble myself to the Creator, And I did indeed follow very diligently in the pathway that was set before me in telling the peoples of the teachings of spirit, for there are great teachings which are coming forth at this time and must be heard by those of the earth. These teachings are not intended to become a religion, for it has been through religion that there have been many displacements of energies and there have been many wars. This is why we come forth at this time now for the unity, for we do not wish for this to happen again. We wish only for peace and love to serve the planet and for the planet to serve peace and love. It is in its simplicity and in its truthfulness that it comes forth at this time, for it is only allowed to come forth at certain time frames upon the earth, and this is the doorway of the opening of this. I pray to you that you listen to me and heed my words and do not shut the door to what I speak to you of. I ask that you place yourself in oneness with the Creator and ask for what it is that you can do to serve mankind, not for what mankind can do for you or what the earth can do for you or the Creator, but rather what you can do to serve that of mankind and the Creator and the universe and all that is to come in the future. These are the processes of which you must seek and desire, and it is for those who have reached their karmic levels and have peeled the layers of karma away from them that the enlightenment will come, and they will hear these words and realize and know of the truth of which I'm speaking. For it is to you, blessed souls, which the future will be in your hands, and it is for you to teach the others as they are in the darkness of what is yet to come, and to give them hope, and to give them the clarity that they are seeking. For there are many teachings which will come forth. This is only the beginning. This is only the doorway of which you have now entered. There are many doorways, my child, and of many you will enter into, and of many they may seem confusing, but all of these carry great energies and great thought, for all that is and will be has been created through the thought of the Creator and through that of image and the I Am. We are all here, and we are all patient, and we are all waiting, and we are all listening for the cry that will go out amongst the earth of the thought form of love and peace and kinship. This is the cry of unity. We wait to hear this. As you speak it, we will come. We will surround you with our light and our love and radiate this upon the planet as we are prepared and ready to do so. It has always been my mission, for I am Muhammad, and I do come forth to you at this time with peace, for this is what I represent, and it is always within my heart and of my soul to represent peace upon this planet, as I have tried diligently in the teachings of the Creator to do so. It is time now for others to take up the books of teaching and learn from it. do not worship this, as I beseech you, and as I have spoken earlier to your interpreter, it is not for you to bow down before us. Rather, we will bow down before you, for we do look upon each one of you as the Creator, for the Creator's light and energies are within you. We are here to help you, and we are here to remind you through our teachings of what you are here for. He's showing me his lifetime. This was Muhammad, the prophet. And he's showing me that he was doing some kind of writing. This is when he was in a physical form, and he was showing me writings, teachings that he was trying to give to the people to open their minds of peace and love, because it was so warlike during his era, apparently. And he was writing on some kind of a skin that was on a camel. And he was blessed with enlightenment because he didn't know how to read and he didn't know how to write before spirit entered him. So he was a teacher, and he's still a teacher. He's showing me this over to the right. And then he's bowing, and then I'm bowing, and he's going out. Or I'm going out, I'm going backwards. Okay. Chidea was there. Chidea led me backwards. He was on my left side. And I felt like some spirit was on my right side, but I don't know who it was. I have no recognition, or couldn't see anything.
You know,